AP News, I'm Ben Thomas. The father of a 5-year-old boy detained by immigration officers in Minnesota and then whisked to detention denies he ever abandoned his son. Julie Walker has the latest.
Adrian Conejo Arias is originally from Ecuador. He tells ABC News he loves his son, Liam, and disputes claims from the Department of Homeland Security that he left his child in a vehicle. Assistant Homeland Security Secretary Tricia McLaughlin said Arias fled on foot, leaving his son behind. Arias claims he was unjustly arrested and is in the U.S. legally with a pending asylum hearing. A federal judge ordered their release over the weekend, and they returned to Minnesota. Meanwhile, as neighbors celebrated the boy's return, police said school in the Minneapolis suburb of Columbia Heights, where he attends class, was canceled after bomb threats were called in. I'm Julie Walker.
House Speaker Mike Johnson's facing a tough task, trying to pass a federal funding package and prevent a prolonged government shutdown. Democrats struck a deal with President Trump to peel off funding for the Department of Homeland Security to allow for debate over immigration enforcement operations after 2 shooting deaths by federal agents in Minneapolis. House Majority Leader Steve Scalise.
Obviously, the president really wants this. The president's going to still be negotiating on the remaining homeland piece, but in the meantime, we want to make sure our troops are paid. We want to make sure we get the rest of the bills that are all identical to what we passed out of the House.
President Trump says he plans to lower tariffs on goods from India to 18% from 25%. This after Indian Prime Minister Narendra Modi agreed to stop buying Russian oil. On Wall Street, solid gains for stocks. The S&P snapped a 3-day losing streak, rising about 0.5%. The Nasdaq gained a full 1%. While the Dow rose more than 500 points, about 1.1%. This is AP News. It's February 2nd again.
It's Groundhog Day, and in Gobbler's Knob, Pennsylvania, Punxsutawney Phil predicting 6 more weeks of winter after he saw his shadow, according to his official Groundhog Club handler.
There is a shadow here on my ground. 6 more weeks of winter abound!
Cheers and boos from the crowd braving freezing temperatures across the country. Predictions pour in the Moore Winter Camp, New York, Staten Island, Chuck, Georgia's General Beauregard Lee, and an opossum in Alabama, Birmingham Jill. That's right, it's not just groundhogs. All kinds of animals getting into the weather forecasting business. Those predicting an early spring, groundhogs Buckeye Chuck in Ohio, Fig Newton in North Carolina, along with Benny the Bass, a fish in Ohio. I'm Julie Walker.
With more news at APNews.com. I'm Ben Thomas. Thanks for listening.